As a social worker who spent a year interning at Child Protective Services, I have little tolerance for debates that casually use the terms abuse or neglect to scare or belittle parents who are simply doing things that we judge as wrong, different, or bad. In fact, I've sworn off the good-bad parenting dichotomy simply because on any given day you could file me under both good parent and bad parent, depending on your perspective and how things are going for me. I just don't see what value this judgmental frame adds to our lives or to the larger parenting conversation. In fact, it's a shame storm waiting to happen. To me, the question of parenting values is about engagement. Are we paying attention, thinking through our choices, open to learning and being wrong, curious and willing to ask questions? What I've learned from my work is that there are a million ways out in the world to be a wonderful, engaged parent, and some of them are going to bump up against what I personally think about parenting. For example, Steve and I are very strict about what we let the kids watch on TV, especially when it comes to violence. We think about it, talk about it, and make the best decisions we can. On the other hand, we've got friends who let their children watch movies and shows that we don't allow Ellen or Charlie to watch. But you know what? They also think about it, talk about it, and make the best decisions they can. They just came to a different conclusion than we did, and I respect that. We recently found ourselves on the other side of this issue when some good friends expressed surprise that we let Ellen read The Hunger Games. Again, those parents were also engaged in the question, and the conversation we had showed mutual respect and empathy. Minding the gap can be particularly challenging when honoring difference is one of our aspirational values. I think the key is remembering that when other parents make different choices than we're making, it's not necessarily criticism. Daring greatly means finding our own path and respecting what that search looks like for other folks. This audiobook is continued on Disc 8.